Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You do business with a guy like Aaron for environments like that in this time of year. He's a been there, done that guy. His resume reflects that. But beyond his resume, he's a competitor. He's not running from it. He's running to it. And certainly that was a big game. And so I'm not surprised by big things from him.
On Monday, we talked about that Steelers' big win over the Ravens. But I said I don't think it really changes the ceiling for this team. I still look at the ceiling as 9-8, 10-7, playoff loss, first round blowout. But there is one exception. It's if number 8 slangs the rock the way he slung? Through the pill.
Yeah, through it.
Through it on Sunday. And I don't know if it's because I'm at a terrible point in my life or what the hell's going on, but I'm looking for a little bit of positivity, and I have some optimism, man. I have a little bit of Steelers optimism. I'm sorry. I hate to do it. I said I wouldn't do it. I'm doing it. Now, it could all be flushed down the tubes based on what happens on Monday night against the Miami Dolphins. But if Rodgers comes out and they're aggressive again and he's throwing it down the field and he looks as good as he did against the Baltimore Ravens, I'm going to have taken a big dose of belief, man. Because if that guy, Mike Tomlin just said it right there. You brought him in for this. You brought him in for the stretch run. And it seems like they ripped the Band-Aid off or took the diaper off, I guess would be the better analogy. Like, they let him be the guy against the Ravens. Turn it all over to him. Let him be the guy. You said that before the Ravens game. It happened. I hope that they continue to do it. I'm not, I guess, super optimistic that they will, but they need to.
Well, that's the, I think, the reason why that you would be somewhat back on board, and that's why I would be back on board. And even yesterday and the day before, I was saying that I feel a little bit better about the Steelers now that we're, you know, 48 hours removed from the Ravens game. It would show if they do the same thing and Aaron Rodgers does the same thing that he did Sunday on Monday night against the Dolphins, it would show that they could do something consistently. It would show that it wasn't just a one-off. And we talked about what Mike Tomlin said after the game, that we may think it's a one-off because of the team that they're playing. You had to be aggressive against the Baltimore Ravens. It would show me that they have turned the page a little bit. If they go out the same way on Monday night and take it to the Dolphins and start throwing the ball down the field and obviously targeting DK Metcalf, get DK Metcalf going and things of that nature. So that's why, and if they win the game, obviously, that's why I would be back on being like, okay, like this team has something. They could, because that's how you win in the playoffs. If you're starting to play, you have to start playing playoff football right now, mentally and physically. That's how you win in the playoffs. You're not going to win in a cloud of dust. Like, You can't run the football. If you can't run the football Monday night, abandon it like you did against the Ravens.
Yes.
You have to.
Yes.
You have to.
You're not good at it, so don't do it if it ain't working. If you start a game and you're running the ball and you're opening holes, and fine. But Tomlin was asked before the Ravens game, what are you good at? What can you hang your hat on? And he talked about third and short. We're good at third and short. F that. Like, what coach in the NFL says, you know what we need to do? We need to set up third and short. Like, I mean, I guess that's been a talking point forever. Like, you want to be in manageable down and distance situations. But I don't.
You want to score.
Yeah, the Bears don't think that way. The Lions don't think that way. The Eagles may have because they got the tush push, but then right after they get the first down, you know what they're doing? They're chucking the ball down the field or they're handing it to Saquon Barkley because he could be lightning in a bottle. So, like, that is factually correct. That was the thing that they were good at. How about try to avoid third downs?
Mm-hmm.
How about throw the ball down the field? And they did. What gives me pause is the best offensive game that we've seen since Ben Roethlisberger retired was last year against the Bengals with Russell Wilson. And after Russ fumbled the football trying to make something out of nothing against the Ravens, at that point they put him back in the box.
Yes.
Like, they will do this. They have done this, where it will open up for a game or two, and then they go, ooh, you know what? I don't know if we're comfortable living in this territory. You gots to be. You gots to be. He's been, when more often than not, he's been your best player this year, Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't been every week, but if you want to win in Detroit, if you want to win a playoff game, I damn well promise you your best player on that given day needs to be your 42-year-old quarterback.
Yes.
And in order to get there then, you know who needs to be your best player? Your 42-year-old quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
412-928-9370. Texter writes in, were you just really referencing the Eagles' offense as something they should follow and have the same beliefs? The Eagles' offense is utter ass. They won the Super Bowl last year. You know what I'm saying. Don't be intellectually dishonest.
We know what they want to do. We know we've seen what they can do. They just haven't been able to do it this year, and that happens. That's football, but at least they have the components to do it.
I mean, even
the mindset.
Yes, the Broncos last year, they weren't content just to have Bo Nix check it down. He's a rookie. Let's protect him. No, as they got more comfortable with him, he was throwing it down the field. He had more touchdown passes, or the same amount of touchdown passes as Aaron Rodgers did last year. Like, you can't be scared to play that kind of football. Because guess what Aaron didn't do either? He didn't turn the ball over. Like, mm-hmm. That's what they're so afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's going to throw the ball over the middle of the field. Jeez. Oh, my God. It's like Frogger. There's so much traffic. He's got the best interception to touchdown ratio in the history of the sport. He knows what to do with the damn football. Pat Bostic just traipsed on in here. Damn, Pat Bostic. He called it, first of all. I mean, he said, you let him throw the ball down the field, he's going to throw for 300 yards. If he didn't complete a negative 9-yard pass to himself, he would have been right there. I mean, that's how you've got to play the rest of the season. And then guess what? Your defense, you're not Houston. You're not the 08 vintage. You're not the 2010 vintage. You don't defend every blade of grass. But, well, wow, you were up 17-3. And I know they didn't get Lamar on the ground a lot. They did when it mattered at the end. But they were up in his ass.
Yep. Up there.
Right up in there.
Up there.
Yeah, where the fudge is made.
Yep.
Turn a corner. What's that saying? I forget. Harry probably remembers it.
And around a corner, yeah.
Yeah, up the butt around the corner where fudge is made. What is it, Harry? He's not looking.
He don't know.
I've heard of it, but I don't really want to repeat it.
Fair enough. 412-928-9370 is the number. You can give us a ring on the hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Pat Bostic brought to you by 9 Yards Golf Lounge, now open in the block Northway. We'll take your calls on this coming up next, and we'll get our QB guru Pat Bostic's opinion. Do we have faith that they're going to let this keep happening? It'd be nice. It'd be really nice. Let the old man throw it. Why do you bring him in here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we can throw it sideways and hand it off?
Yep.
Come on. So we'll get to that coming up next. A whole bunch of quarterback stuff going on. Phil Rivers.
Phil. Phil Rivers. Phil now. He's grown up.
His wife got to be absolutely thrilled she ain't going to be getting pregnant this winter.
No, he's still got to go home at night.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's going to be taking all... I mean, listen.
She ain't moving.
That's the relief.
She ain't moving to Indy for 6 weeks.
No. It's cold in Indy right now.
You're trying to say you don't think that
windy
that,
in Indy.
You don't think that she's going to go to a game?
She will.
Yeah, they're going to stay together that night.
That's one day a week, not seven.
You don't. You only need 1 minute.
How old is he? 44.
44.
Yeah.
He only needs 1 minute to get it done.
Milk, milk, lemonade, around the corner fudges, man.
Never heard that.
Jeez.
Joe Burrow, it sounds like, might be contemplating, there it is, retirement. Kenny Pickett going to get a start for the Las Vegas Raiders? Tons of QB stuff to get into, but we'll stick right here with the Rages when we come back at 412-928-9370. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. What are you laughing about back there?
Ah, milk, milk, lemonade. I know where those ones are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The YouTubers are pointing out that the around the corner fudges made comment that was made. Harry then came in and you saw him on camera explain it to us as if we weren't able to put it all together.
He's like, you get that, Doran? Yeah, I got it, Harry.
I got it, Harry. I was able to pick that up.
Yep.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Bostic, I mean, you were all over this. I thought if the Steelers were going to win, it'd be like 7-6.
You have no idea how hard I was pulling for that other 16 yards to happen. I mean, 284, I would take it. I think I spoke it into existence.
He went.
I'm pretty certain I'm the only person in Pittsburgh that predicted that Aaron Rodgers would throw for anywhere near to 300 yards.
I agree. That you.
I'm actually quite confident 100%. In that. And I'm all for it, man. That was Rogue Rodgers. You know how many times he audibled in that game at the line of scrimmage? I mean, you could hear it. It was Not saying he went rogue. I'm sure it was within the construct of the offense.
Yeah.
But he had the full keys in that game. He had the keys to the car in that game, and
he had the keys to DK Metcalf.
Was that his choice, you think, or was that Tomlin and Arthur Smith's choice?
I think that they got some veteran receivers that he trusts that can handle that. You know, if you had assignment issues with Roman Wilson last year, now with Aaron and his knowledge of the game and ability to change plays and get out of plays and into other plays, you know, dealing with that was going to be another ball of wax. Obviously, they bring in Thielen, they elevate MVS, and that was – he felt like they had the best week of practice, so they were – he was more inclined to be aggressive. And I would anticipate that would continue. I mean, why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't it continue? I mean, they couldn't run the ball against a very poor run defense. So they're going to have to throw it. And they got problems up front, more problems than they had at the beginning of the year.
Not in pass protection.
That was the worst pass rush I think I've seen in the NFL.
Man, them and the Bengals, they can't rush the passer at all.
Bengals are terrible.
I mean,
the Ravens are terrible.
You can't get Fool's Gold, obviously, because he had all day to throw at times. And then he made some terrific plays where he kind of snuck out of there, ducked out of it. Like, the mobility looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying he's what he was 10 years ago.
Better than I thought it would.
The dude can still play. Like, he can still throw it. He obviously can still move around enough to extend a play and create a scramble opportunity. And those guys seem to be on the same page with him. They got DK the ball early, too, which was important. Taking that shot early, I thought, was big.
Oh, you had to have known the second that ball landed in the bucket. You were probably like, yeah, he's doing it.
I mean, he just took 1/6 of it out.
Right. Like, from a mathematics standpoint, but from a, they're actually doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing I loved about it was like, it's like a fake little toss. He looked left and then just chucked this thing right sideline, and it was just in a paint bucket.
I could watch that thing on repeat over and over and over.
I mean, that wasn't even like that was big time. I mean, the back shoulder fade he threw to DK that got was PBU, but should have been caught.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it should.
I mean, I rag on this guy. Pickens catches that ball.
Stop it. But you're right.
He does. And then he, takes five plays off and doesn't run for after a post route.
Pat, we saw a crossing route by DK. I saw a dig route by DK.
Did you see the dig route he threw? That, like, he threw it just out of the reach of the linebacker into a window that only he could have seen. And DK almost caught that ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we saw all the things that maybe Artie was listening to me.
I think he might have been.
No way.
I think he might have been. This is a very popular show, Pat.
Dude, he listens. I talked to him.
Especially on Thursdays. Are you coming in tomorrow, by the way? Let me put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, only for 2 hours, though. I have to go to I got an appointment. Kenneth Gainwell's a really good football player.
Mm-hmm.
Really good football player. The only thing I was really wrong on was Jaylen Warren did nothing in that game, relatively speaking.
I'm okay with him doing nothing the rest of the year as long as
Gainwell, yeah.
Yeah, you let 8 throw the friggin' ball down the field.
It was fun to watch.
Here's my concern.
And then
They
went in neutral in the fourth quarter, though.
That they did. They got outgained. From the point it was 27-16 till the end of the game, they got outgained 210-3.
Yep.
Not ideal.
You know, it's a mentality thing, particularly as the road gets narrow, but also the schematics are a component of it. We knew we would have opportunities. We've just been in those circumstances with Baltimore so many times over the years, and I'm in the process of getting familiar with Miami and what that might look like this week.
I hope it's more the beginning portion of that statement than the latter portion. Okay, obviously they thought, because Mike Tomlin said it right after the game, that there were things that they could do against Baltimore, but Mike, yes, the road is narrow. This is the stretch run. This is why Aaron's here. You brought him here to be your X factor, your difference maker when the road gets narrow. And so live and die with it, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have other pathways to victory. I think if they want their defense to be good, they can't have him on the field for 40 minutes a game. I think if they want their defense to be good, they have to put him in a position where the run gets taken out of the game because you're up in the game. And if you can't take the runaway, you got to fight fire with fire. I hope that's the way he sees it. I'm personally going to need to see it again on Monday to believe that they've changed their stripes. But I do have a little bit of optimism.
Well, you're going to absolutely have to see it Monday, in my opinion, because this team is extremely explosive, and they're coming in with a lot of confidence. They've won four straight. They've rallied behind Mike McDaniel, a guy that a lot of us thought was going to be fired about two months ago. And if Achane does play, he did get hurt in the first half of the game on Sunday. If he does play, that's a guy that they get the ball in multiple ways, whether he's playing receiver. I mean, you'll look up – one week he'll have seven catches for 100 yards, and the next week he'll have 12 carries for 150.
Right.
You know, he could do it so many ways, and you can't let them breathe at all. So you have to be aggressive on offense. You have to score on them immediately because you do not want to get in a shootout with that team.
Put the ball into his hands. You know
he's been better.
Yep.
He's been better this year. He stayed healthy, so I give him a lot of credit. Gave him a lot of credit yesterday, just the team as a whole. But Tua's in a position right now by looking at some of their games where he's not asked to be a hero. And he's played that way, and he's like, fine, like this is my role. I don't need to be a hero every single game or really at all. So he has played better. He's not the Tua of last year, but, you know, you really do not want to get in a shootout with this football team and because they can bury you.
They destroyed Buffalo.
30-13.
Yeah, killed them.
That's what started their streak.
Yep. And right now, make no mistake about it, like right now, today, they're a good football team.
Yeah.
Achane had 174 yards in that game. They're playing like a good football team.
Well,
he had 120 against Washington. He had 134 against New Orleans. Then, I mean, they're playing good football, I guess is probably the best way to put it. And you can get beat by anybody anyhow. I think you're right. I think it has to be another Rodgers game. And Tua's got this whole cold weather thing, which is good.
It's going to be 15 degrees at kickoff.
And there could be some snow.
I think it's great.
You guys want to go?
No.
I mean, they beat the Saints, the Jets, and the Commanders.
Yep.
Three of the three. I'll give them Buffalo. Buffalo's not that good, by the way. But the last three have been about as easy as you can get in the NFL.
You're right about that.
All three of those teams don't have a quarterback.
Correct.
At all right now. And they beat, what was the score against the Jets? 34-10, handled them. The old 16-13 win against the Commanders.
Oof. Gutted it out. They got that winning culture there in Miami. I can't believe that guy didn't get fired.
Me too. I can't
believe they're winning for him.
Right.
I cannot, but I thought they were going to be picking in the top five of the NFL.
Yeah, like they're not a great football team right now, but they're a dangerous football team.
Sure.
They're dangerous. They don't have their best player, which is helpful.
Yes, it is.
Tyreek Hill?
Yeah.
And you need
and they've rallied, which shows a lot.
They've rallied against three pretty bad football teams.
And I mean,
what have the Steelers done?
I'm picking up what you're putting down. They're like, you need to win. You got to win this game. Like, we don't need to talk about them like the 1985 Bears.
I like
your favorite. It's at your place. It's in December. Yeah. When we did the scheduled game, we're like, the Steelers.
Steelers should go 3-1 these last four.
Wow.
They should. You're playing the Dolphins, who are better than the last two teams you're probably going to play, frankly. I don't think the Ravens are worth much. And Cleveland's bad. They lost to Tennessee.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, Shador threw for 384.
He had to, and they lost.
Saying.
They lost.
Saying.
That They're one bad. Already scares me, though, because of how the Steelers have played in Cleveland.
Now, I'm going into these last four pretty confident.
Yeah.
I'm going into these last four pretty confident. I liked what I saw on Sunday.
What do you think it's going to – I mean, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but what do you think it's going to look like against the Lions, which is probably the game that you have them losing?
Well,
you think it's competitive?
I treat that like a playoff game with house money. I go out there and just sling it.
Uh-huh.
You're playing in a dome. Go up there and just sling that thing around. And, yeah, you risk injury, and it's not a AFC game and all those things. But you know what? You've got to build. This team has limped into the playoffs the last few years. And then they've gone in and gotten boat raced, except with the exception of coming back against Buffalo a few years back. Go in there with some swagger. And that's what I liked about Sunday. Was there was some swagger. You had to discount, double check. I like Rodgers doing it. Tomlin, not so much. I don't think he co-signed like that. That's Rodgers' thing. And then they went into a shell in the fourth quarter, which I hated. I would have loved to see them come out. There's 2 minutes and 40 seconds left. Throw that thing, get a first down,
yes.
And knee on it.
Yes.
You know, that's what college football has changed my mindset on all this. You know, Baltimore, Lamar's not playing good enough. He wasn't playing good enough. I did not feel threatened in that game that he was going to score a touchdown. I did not. They needed 8 minutes to score a touchdown. They would have had to converted four fourth downs.
They did the Mason Rudolph thing at the end of the yeah. two-minute drill. I mean, it was just – they moved, what, 10 yards in
– which is why Tomlin sat on the ball, because he had faith in his defense.
Yeah.
Ultimately, that's his decision. But I would love to see him take that thing on, you know, take the bull by the horns, throw it on second and third down at least, and get it. But, you know, obviously they pressured him on a third and long, and you have to throw it underneath to a guy that really hasn't played. You're not going to convert that situation very often. But I saw some swagger with that offense for the first time in a long time. And I think they have to continue to ride that, because as quickly as it can come, it can go away if you don't keep feeding it.
Well, I think the swagger's missing from a division rivals quarterback, and I want to get into that coming up next. Yeah. Joe Burrow with some comments.
He's still pretty good.
Damn good. We'll get to that when we return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Texter, somebody better warn Pat that being positive is frowned upon on 93.7 The Fan. He might get axed. He better say fire Tomlin soon to make up for it. Can we just... I'm going to look into this human's texts and see if they've reached out now. Because we got a lot of that. Not a lot, but we got some of that on Monday. You guys were so negative. Yeah, so were you. You chanted for the guy to get fired. What were we supposed to say? Oh, they're 6-6. Things are going great. They weren't.
It's a mindset. That's where I'm bringing positivity.
I like the positivity.
It's a choice.
And I'm feeling better about him since
I may not believe everything I'm saying. I believe most of it. But I was positive last Thursday and Friday.
You saw it coming. Nobody else did.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's great. And
so now I'm going to ride it. I'm going to ride the positivity, baby.
Ride that wave of positivity,
I'm gonna do it,
baby.
Man. Yeah.
Does he approach 300 yards again Monday?
Man, 15 degrees.
Oh, he was built for this.
I think he throws for like 225.
He does play well. I mean, obviously he played in Green Bay forever, but he does play well in cold weather.
That he doesn't have small hands. That's a big deal when it gets cold.
Sure.
It's a real big deal.
And it's going to be cold.
It's going to be freezing. But he is built for this, even though he was born in Chico, California. Home of Rob Hauser.
Yeah.
Butte Community College.
Chico.
Shout out Rob Hauser. I have a funny story about Rob, by the way. I saw him he was out at Stanford.
Oh. Yeah.
Great story. Anyway.
It's an off-air story.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll probably, always
you'll,
with him.
You'll probably tell it on the air.
I will not.
Yeah. I'm vibing. I'm vibing with the Steelers right now.
They don't take the ball away a ton.
Miami?
Interception-wise. They're middle-of-the-pack passing defense. Go out there and
sling. How about sack percentage?
They have 31 sacks, which is how many sacks they have. Sack percentage?
Just, yeah. Where do they rank up in terms of sacks?
What are they? Top three?
No.
No?
31? No. The Steelers are what, 7-6? They've played 13 games.
What are Steelers have?
That's like 2.5 a game. Crowley, it's not that hard. You've had 45 seconds to find this. You have 31 sacks in 13 games.
Are you looking for sacks per game?
Yes.
Oh.
No, like where do they rank in the NFL per sack?
All right, would you give me a second here? You guys say something while I Google.
I'm just trying to think. What do the Steelers have on the season as a team? They have more?
You can keep asking questions.
You said keep talking.
Ah!
I'm just talking. Talking to myself. Tell us, what do they got?
They got Bradley Chubb.
Pittsburgh is 17th in sack percentage. Miami is 10th. 7.38% of all dropbacks. They are sacking the opposing team's quarterback. There you go.
Yeah, it doesn't concern me as much as Cleveland.
No. That's why I'm terrified of that game.
I'm not.
I am terrified.
So, like, can we go there real quick before we talk Burrow?
Yes.
Did you watch the Tennessee-Cleveland game at all? May have been 10,000 people at that game. You're playing, it's the two worst teams in football. It's two rookie quarterbacks just slinging it around. It looked like the Senior Bowl. That's what it looked like, essentially. It looked like a flag football game. There was nobody there. He's going to come to Pittsburgh with the Steelers in the division lead.
No, we got to go there.
Yeah, you go there.
Go there, whatever. It's going to be packed. There's going to be pressure. It's different. Totally different than going.
Pressure?
Yeah.
Pressure door?
Oh, yeah.
No. I feel great about that side of the ball, frankly.
Oh, I feel wonderful about that side of the ball.
I feel like the Steelers will eat that young man alive.
Me too.
But I feel like Myles Garrett. Oh, I think Rodgers.
He's the best player in the NFL right now.
Yes, he is, and I think Rodgers will be wearing him like a cape.
It's not even close. Like, he is doing more at his position on a bad football team than maybe anybody ever. Think about it. It's unreal. He's had what, 5 sacks in multiple games?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, he's an absolute dog.
He should win the MVP.
Wow!
He should. He's the most valuable player.
Harry, why are you moaning in the next room?
Oh, milk. What?
What?
Dear God,
dude, what is wrong with you?
Sorry, you're talking to me.
Yeah, you're paying attention.
For those of you who are listening to the pre-show, you know I've been going through it the last week and then the last couple of days. Doran did the nice friend thing in the hallway. And he gave me a fist bump and he's like, "Hey, man, you're doing a great job today," which I appreciate. And then sack percentage broke me. Couldn't find gosh darn sack percentage. We got Harry moaning in the next room. I feel like I'm back.
Mm.
Stop it.
So how about this Burrow stuff, man?
Let's get into it.
Oh, Joe Burrow.
What the hell is
happening?
What's
going on?
Mute him.
You all right?
Mute him. Cancel.
Why is he moaning Joe Burrow's name?
I don't know.
He's still thinking about the milk, lemonade.
Around the corner fudges, man.
Oh, dude.
My kids do that all the time.
I know.
So does mine.
How can I? This is not a bit. Stop.
I can't stand it.
Like, people are going to turn the radio off, and you're doing it for no reason.
I'll be laying there, and Jen will come up and just like right in my ear, be like,
I'd be like, get away from
Trey
me.
Trey does that too. I don't think they know what it is.
No.
At all.
Crowley, we got to go to a break.
That was big back in high school. People would do that all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
When we were in high school?
They'd sneak up behind you and make that kind of sound.
I don't remember that.
Me neither.
I do. Maybe on the rowing team.
Oh, yeah. Well, the big thing on the rowing team was, this was back in the ball tapping, you know, where you'd smack someone in the groin.
Good game.
Yeah, exactly. I got hit with a wrench in the nards.
A wrench?
Because we would have to, you know, fix the boats and stuff.
Can I ask you an honest question?
Absolutely.
Have you ever been stuffed in a locker?
Pat. People like me, Pat. I'm affable.
You also got hit in the nuts with a wrench.
A wrench? That's all in good fun.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Did you ever get hit with an oar as a coxswain?
No. But there is, we call it, you catch a crab. So everyone's rowing at the same time, obviously. And if somebody's even like a millisecond off.
Caught a crab.
Yeah, their oar's going to hit the water at the wrong time. We had a kid named Higgins where the butt end of the oar.
T was back there.
The butt end of the oar, when he caught a crab, caught him in the nose and he broke his nose. He caught a crab. Bang! Right in the nose.
Yeah. Man, that's a contact sport.
Yeah, tough.
You have no idea. Coming up next,
wrench.
We will hear from Joe Burrow, his press conference that's got everyone in Cincinnati panicking. We will get to Joe Burrow, the press conference that has Cincinnati fans losing their marbles. Right now, we got Billy Hilly, the great Bill Hillgrove, joining us. It's 50-minute mark, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing today?
I'm great. How about you guys?
Doing good.
Yeah, doing great.
So what the hell's... Yeah, go ahead.
I have a question for my partner, Pat Bostic, and my other partner, Doran Dickerson. Have you gotten into the roster of the East Carolina Pirates yet?
I have not, but I know that they don't have any coordinators. Both their coordinators left.
Well, if you look at their roster, they have no transfers.
Wow.
So now to find out where guys have been, and you know they have transfers, I got to go to each bio one by one to find out their history, which, you know, okay, that's my fault, nobody else's, but apparently this coach doesn't believe in transparency.
Bill,
is that a good word?
That is a good word, but I'm all jacked up about this military bowl. And it's nothing against the military bowl. I know there's fine people and they put all this together. It's nothing against them, but I feel like for me, it just seems like a slap in the face to Pitt. I feel like that they're a better team and they deserve to go to a better bowl.
In other words, Doran, are you saying that we have more of a gripe with the ACC than Notre Dame?
Yes. Yes.
It's, you know what? I've been to one, but I've been to the military academy more than once. And of course, I remember the great game in 76 where Tony broke the record. But, you know, I have so much respect for the people who make up these academies. I've been to all three. And it's a pretty special experience. So just to go there, we're not playing Navy, but just to be there on that campus, it's a treat.
It is. Annapolis is a great town. I remember the bowl game back in, 2015. Yep. All the bars and restaurants, ton of Pitt people there. Hopefully that's the case this year. Bill, you have a good line that the Beano Cook would say about Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium that I want you to share with us about their road schedule.
Okay, if you walk into that stadium, and the first time we were there, which is probably 1970 or 71, we walk into where they used to work out on Fridays after they got off the plane and the bus, and players are walking out, and Howard Broadhead, a tackle who played at Pitt, looked at all of those battles that they have enumerated on the facade of the stadium, Kwajalein Atoll, Midway, you know, all of those naval battles. And he looked and he said, you know, they play a tough schedule.
That's something I would say.
Kind of puts everything in perspective.
It does.
Bill, basketball obviously has not gone according to plan. They had the nice win against Ohio State. Next up, Villanova, and then Penn State right around the corner before then it's ACC play. What are you looking for from Pitt? In those two of the three games that are coming up here?
Well, when they stub their toes like they did against Quinnipiac, and then this most recent outing against another team that you really should beat, you know, you wonder. But maybe they're rising and falling with the competition. At least as a fan, you hope so. What I didn't see in this most recent outing was against Hofstra was, you know, they didn't play with any urgency. And the same thing happened against Quinnipiac. And, you know, it's got to be a matter of pride. And I don't see the pride, and that's disturbing. But, you know, I'm just hoping that as we steepen the competition, and Villanova's a fine team, coached by former Panther Kevin Willard, you know, that they step up and play a whole lot better because they're going to have to.
What memories do you have from the Pavilion at Villanova, Bill, and another, you know, old Big East foe?
Ugh.
Well, I remember one snowstorm one year, and the announcer didn't make it, the play-by-play announcer for television. And so guess who stepped in? Dave Gavitt. And he did one heck of a job. He was a multi-talented guy and, you know, certainly the guy who put together that fabulous conference called the Big East.
I'm not overstating this when I say I think about Big East basketball like once a week. I miss it. I miss the old Big East. I miss it hard. Oh,
it was the best road trip in sports, the tournament, because you have great basketball, best in the country, and then you have that great big sandbox to play in before or after the game. It's called New York City. So, yeah, and, you know, and it's kind of sad because, you know, the Big East is still intact. But the ticket demand used to be off the charts, and now, you know, for their championship game, they'll get 11 or 12,000 at Madison Square Garden. So, you know, but it is what it is, and that was the best conference ever and a great experience for everybody.
Bill, you're a gentleman and a scholar, and we appreciate your time as always. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, gentlemen. H2P.
Good luck with those transfers, Pard.
Thanks, Billy.
Just call Hathorn. Just tell Jeff. I mean, you know. All right, Bill. Thanks a lot.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, Billy.
The great Bill Hillgrove. Coming up next, Joe Burrow, the soundbite that has Bengals fans panicking. First, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. A forecast that has Dolphins fans panicking. Kickoff for Steelers Dolphins on Monday night. Expected to be around 17 degrees. A potential chance of snow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent.
High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.